Ngang mihi, and welcome to our book reviewer this morning, Paul Diamond.
Kato mai te.
Now, this is a very special publication that you have. Hine mihi, te Hokinga, The Return, is by Hamish Coney and Dr. Kirianne Wikitera. Now, is this actually based on an exhibition that was to be?
Well, it's actually based on an exhibition that actually was in Auckland at Two Rooms Gallery, but opened shortly before a lockdown. And so not many people actually got to see it, which makes this catalogue for the exhibition sort of all the more special. And really, in essence, this is all about taonga treasures, Māori treasures, travelling through time and their relationships with people. And it's the starting point is the house that's on the cover of this book. It's called Hine Mihi o Te Ao Tawhito. There are actually more than one Hine Mihi house. This house was carved for a man called Aparo Te Whare Kānewha from Tūhaurangi in Tiarua by these famous Ngāti Tarawhai carvers Wero Tāroi, and it was finished by Tēne Waitere, completed in 1881. And so tourists would visit this house when they went to Te Wairoa, which is out from Rotorua by Lake Tarawera, where people go and see the buried village today. And it was near the pink and white terraces. But the house became famous because it sheltered at least 100 people, including Tēne Waitere, in the 1886 Tarawera eruption. But then 6 years later, the Governor-General was leaving New Zealand, Onslow, and wanted to take something from New Zealand back to his stately home in England, Clandon Park in Surrey, and he purchased the house. And so up till from 1956, that's been managed by the National Trust, and it's a real focal point for Ngāti Rānana, the Māori group in London. And I've visited the house and was welcomed there by Ngāti Rānana, who sort of treated it as a marae for them to use for pōhiri and things. Then in 2015, Clandon Park burnt down completely. And that kind of has been the catalyst for the discussions that have been bubbling away about returning the house to really go up a gear. And then in 2019, they announced that Hine Mihi is going to be returned. The carvings have all been disassembled. They're in storage at the moment, and new carvings are going to be sent in exchange. So the house was photographed by Mark Adams, who's an incredible photographer in New Zealand, and they were published in a book called Rauru, which is about another house. There are only a handful of houses that are overseas. Rauru was by Tēne Waitere and others, and that's in Hamburg. But the photos had never been exhibited until this exhibition, and it was exhibited alongside historic photos. So, and as I said, it opened on the 24th of July 2020, just before the August lockdown. So actually, Mark's images are the only way of seeing Hine Mihi at the moment. And there are interviews and essays by Hamish Coney, who's a writer and critic in Auckland. And the interviews are with these really interesting people. James Schuster from Ngāti Tarawhai, who has played a real key role in building and maintaining relationships with the National Trust and caring for Hine Mihi while she's been over there. Lionel Grant, who's an amazing contemporary carver, who visited Rauru and Hine Mihi with Mark Adams when Mark photographed them. And Dr. Kirianne Wikitera, who's a scholar from Tūhaurangi, has written about her response to the house. But one of the most interesting things in this book is Mark Adams has actually been interviewed by Hamish Coney, and he talks about the relationship of Pākehā to taonga, the photo technology. Mark uses a large format plate camera, so he produces photos, he calls them with a degree of eloquence. And I hadn't really appreciated the significance of photographers using the same great big plates that the old historic photos were done with, because that means there's actually just more detail that you can see in these photos. But that alongside the Māori contributions gives this fantastic context for Hine Mihi. But they don't just look at Hine Mihi, they look at all these other carved taonga houses, this giant carved aukati post that you can actually see in photos of Te Wairoa before and after the eruption, because these taonga weren't produced in isolation. These carvers worked on other houses, other structures, and it's really clever the way they've done this and acknowledged earlier scholarship, like the amazing late Roger Neach, who wrote a thesis about these carvers and then an amazing book called Carved Histories, and his work gets repeatedly acknowledged. And the kind of silent collaborator in this project is Haru Samashima, who is a photographer in his own right, and some of his work's in the book. And he's published this book with its very elegant design. So Hamish Coney in the book talks about the difference between a photographer wanting to document something to say, this is what it looks like, as opposed to what your, and he's talking to Mark Adams' work, is doing, which is to open up what an artwork, in this instance, a 19th century carving, communicates today and the differences between what it spoke to when it was created and how it speaks to us today. And that's a great sort of summary of what I think is so exciting about this, because I haven't seen such a sophisticated discussion of taonga over time and what it means to Māori as well as Pākehā.
That said, the visuals and the illustrations in here are remarkable from a, you know, a different perspective, yeah?
Mark, I've looked at some of the earlier work that he's done, like the Rauru book, and he's never really talked about his practice, so it's actually interesting to hear from him. He usually lets the photos speak for themselves, but it's really nice in this instance to find out a bit more about his perspective on why and how the photos were taken.
Overall, you're pretty impressed.
Yes, I think it's a great sophisticated explanation of taonga.
Thank you very much. Paul Diamond has reviewed Hine Mihi Te Hokinga, The Return, by Hamish Coney and Dr. Kiriann Wikidera. It is published by Rim Books, $60 the price, with considerable illustrations included, obviously. Thanks very much to Paul Diamond for the review.